Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
It's KX 93.5. It's Laguna's only FM, so proud to say it. Love saying that. And it's Friday morning, and it's around about 8. What time is it? 8:28. We're a little late this morning, but it's time for Caroline to put a spotlight on a local nonprofit. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Good morning. I am really, really great. I've got Hallie Jones here from the Laguna Canyon Foundation, Executive Director, Laguna Local at its finest. Hi, Hallie. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It is beautiful. A beautiful day out. Surf's huge. And we're talking about one of my biggest passions in life, and that is wildflowers.
Absolutely. It is a gorgeous year out there.
Oh, my gosh. If you look at my Facebook page, everybody, I give you a little sample from the Laguna Canyon Foundation of the flowers that are out there this year. So because of all the rains, we've had just a ton. You know, it's that those years that we get the random flowers that don't show up for several years, right? Tell us about what's out there.
Totally. So we knew that this was coming.
Yeah.
When we started getting that rain in the fall, we knew that, you know, the drought had broken a little bit, and all of those native plants that had been waiting for this rain to hit were going to just go crazy. So it's a gorgeous year out there. We've got poppies. We've got lupin. We've got some of the more interesting plants that you would see, the Indian paintbrush and wild hyacinth, things like that. So it's really a gorgeous, very colorful year out there.
It is. So the Indian paintbrush, does that come every year?
It can.
Is that
certainly.
The red one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Red kind of paintbrushy look.
Absolutely.
Imagine that.
And it's funny. I mean, our habitat is 100% evolved to tolerate a drought, but these past 5 years have been really hard on the plants. And I talk to people all the time who are worried that, or were worried that things weren't going to come back. Mm-hmm. So it's really lovely to get out there and see. Even the sages are beautiful and green and lush. It almost looks like Ireland out there. It's so green. Now, a lot of that is, you know, the invasive non-native grasses, so
right.
Not necessarily all native plants, but it's still beautiful. And just a wonderful time of year to get outside. It's not too hot. It's still cool. Everything's nice and green. So if you haven't had a chance to make it out there, I really encourage you to.
Absolutely. So tell me about what's going on with the foundation, and are you open, your programs are open, and what can people do
Absolutely.
On the weekends?
Absolutely. So Laguna Canyon Foundation has been around for 25 years, as you know. We were founded originally to purchase and preserve open space. So that's what we did. There's 22,000 acres now surrounding Laguna Beach. So we're incredibly lucky to have this real buffer from Orange County, from the rest of this very heavily populated metropolis. So we've really moved a focus now. We still do land acquisition, of course, but we've really moved our focus to more one of stewardship. So we run public programs. We run free hikes for people who want to come out and see the wildflowers, learn about geology, go birding, do some yoga in the park, all those kinds of things. We also run our education programs for school kids. So we work with 11 Title I schools, mostly from Santa Ana, and do a little bit of environmental education and hands-on science with those kids. And then we do trail maintenance and habitat restoration. So, you know, our boots are on the ground out there fixing trails, putting plants in the ground, removing invasives, and doing everything we can to steward this land.
Amazing work. So Laguna Canyon Foundation is not relegated just to the canyon. What's the boundaries of your responsibility?
So we primarily work in Laguna Coast Wilderness Park and Aliso and Wood Canyon Wilderness Park. So if you're driving out Laguna Canyon Road, Aliso and Wood is on the right-hand side, mm-hmm. and Laguna Coast is on the left. We primarily work in those 11,000 acres, mm-hmm. but we do a lot of work on City of Laguna Beach open space as well. So we were a key partner for the city working on fuel modification in the Nyes Canyon area, trying to figure out a more environmentally responsible way to get the fire-prone plants out and make sure that the native habitat stayed. So we really work on open space throughout most of the Laguna Beach area.
Oh, Jason has a question.
Yeah, it wasn't always it's easy to forget. It wasn't always going to be thus. Because 1989, there was the March for the Canyon.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
The Irvine Company were going to build. It was going to go crazy out there.
It was all ranch land when I grew up here. So,
yeah.
You know, back in the 80s, we mm-hmm. had cows grazing.
Yeah, I remember.
And there was a proposal to build luxury homes and golf courses out in the canyon. And the
community.
Just
like Crystal Cove.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the community came together and said, this is not what we want for our canyon. And really petitioned the Irvine Company to agree to sell the land. So finally, the Irvine Company agreed. Donald Brenn said, sure, we'll sell you the land. And everyone kind of looked at each other like, well, who's going to negotiate with him? Who's going to sit down and broker that deal? You know, I was just arrested for picketing in front of his house last week. I'm not going to negotiate with him.
Right.
So the Laguna Canyon Foundation was founded
to negotiate with the Irvine Company.
Exactly, to get all the conservation easements in place and make sure that land was going to be protected in perpetuity.
Right.
Are there any original people from the first foundation that are still around?
Absolutely.
I know there are.
If you are out there listening and you were there, raise
your
hand.
Thank you, guys.
This community has a wonderful history of environmental activism.
Yeah, but everyone you speak to, everyone of these old curmudgeon-y hippies that are still around, they all were the ones that did it. Everybody you talked to, they were the one. It's like in Scotland, Billy Connolly was my milkman. Everybody you talked to, you know, there's 10 million people in Scotland who say they got milk delivered by this one comedian. You know,
I love it.
But it is great, though, because people really do care about the canyon. Can I ask one question before?
I'm
sorry, because it's very interesting.
That's okay.
To me.
Listen, absolutely. If we go long, it's on you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But as you drive through the canyon, you see these signs that say, wilderness forever. Mm-hmm. That put up there by the Irvine Company. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that always make my blood go a bit cold? I think when a corporation puts that up, you think wilderness forever. There's going to be a high rise here about 10 minutes from now. Is that how? Am I wrong to feel that way?
So I certainly don't blame you for taking that with a grain of salt. But mm-hmm. those signs specifically reference the last land that was actually donated by the Irvine Company into the Wilderness Park. So that it is an acknowledgement of their gift of that last parcel. Wow. Now there is one last piece of land that will be developed in Laguna Canyon. You might have noticed the most recent, I think it's called Hidden Valley or Hidden Canyon, kind of right at Lake Forest Drive. So that was a surprise for some residents, but we always knew that was going to be
right.
developed.
That's right. It's not hidden and it's not a canyon.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. But it's a big development. And then
What's the timeline on that?
Well, that's been done now. So that development is in place. So if you haven't noticed it, Caroline, then that speaks well for how hidden it is.
Maybe I don't know where
it's exactly right at Lake Forest Drive. So if you're driving out the canyon, it's kind of the last right as you're headed towards the freeway.
Oh.
Now, the last parcel that will be developed is the old strawberry fields out near the intersection of the 405 and the 133. So we're talking to the Irvine Company about exactly what will go in that area. But, you know, we're anticipating that parcel will be developed. And after that, we should be done. We shouldn't see any more development in Laguna Canyon, thank goodness.
You can't blame people for wanting to come to Laguna, I guess.
Well, it's amazing. Like, I remember when they were developing the I guess that's the Hidden Hills part. And it's apartment homes, right? Is that the one?
That one's actually single-family homes, but...
Anyway, and I'm like, it's just, like, so much housing. And I remember driving to Irvine Meadows... going, who's going to, like, live here? It's, like, so much dense living. And the people I was with, who you know very well here from here in town, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, it'll fill up in 2 seconds. And I just can't believe it.
And it did.
It's, like, so much housing, and it's crazy.
So that's the kind of thing that makes you look back to the 1960s, to James Dilley and the people who decided that they wanted to create a protected greenbelt around City of Laguna Beach. And that foresight... is just incredible. It has made this town what it is. And I think that we need to be thinking now about what do we need to be doing right now that in 100 years people are going to be looking back on and saying, wow, really good job. I'm really glad someone thought of that. My favorite quote says something like, the meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you don't expect to sit. And I think that is
God, we could just end this right here, couldn't we? That's really wise.
Wow.
That's really wise.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but, you know, it just shows you, you know, rampant capitalism. You've got to regulate it. It's all right to have businesses, but you've got to regulate. Otherwise, every square inch of this beautiful area would be built on. You've moved your offices to the canyon recently, right?
We have not. We're building new headquarters out
there.
Are
you building headquarters out there?
Yes, absolutely. So we are leasing a old 1940s house from the City of Laguna Beach, and we're renovating that building. As soon as we get our permits in place, we'll be starting construction on that, which is really exciting.
Well, you don't have to go through design review like everybody else, do you?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Come on, design review.
No, we are going to follow the
foundation.
Rules 100%.
Oh, my God. Good luck.
We've got no problem with that.
Talk to me in 2 years.
It's going to be really wonderful for us to actually be headquartered out in the open space. Right now we're in Legion Hall, which is wonderful. I love Legion Hall. It's going to double my commute having to drive out to our new headquarters, but I'm so happy to be able to be situated in the open space, in the wilderness.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Crystal Cove Foundation. You know, their headquarters, they're right there. They're right in the center of where they're, you know, preserving and doing their work. And it really does make a difference.
Absolutely. In terms of employee morale and just people feeling excited about
and
coming to work.
And
absolutely.
And you're surrounded by wildflowers.
And wildlife. We'll get some rattlesnakes and rodents.
Oh, yeah. So real quick, can we talk about I was thinking, of course, I'm always thinking about the snakes because I am terrified of rattlesnakes. Is it a big year for snakes because of the rain, or is it the opposite? Like, what happens?
We haven't seen a whole lot of snakes yet. I anticipate that there will be in the summertime. We always have rattlesnakes out there.
But you know how there's certain years that they're like a bigger crop of snakes?
Well, there's a lot to eat, right? So you've got plants that are feeding the mice, so you've got a lot of mice, which means you're probably going to have a lot of snakes.
The circle of life.
And I'm not, I love snakes, so don't be scared of them. Give them a wide berth. I will tell you that, I'm going to get this number wrong, but something like 85% of rattlesnake bites are men between the ages of 18 and 25.
You mess with them with a stick.
With blood alcohol levels over the legal limit.
Oh my God,
and
really?
And they're bitten on their right hands or their faces. So what does that tell you? It is not 40-year-old women bitten on the ankles as they go walking down a trail, right?
I mean, that's a really good for that. We got to like push that statistic
give
out.
Give them their space.
Seriously.
Give them their space. And they don't want to bite you. I mean, it takes a lot of effort and energy for a snake to inject venom in a human being. They don't want to. So
I think that's all right. That's Darwinism at work. If these snakes can bite these 40-year-old drunk men, that's fine by me.
No, those are college age.
College kids.
Right.
So just give them a lot more space than you think they need. That is my one word of caution. They can strike very quickly and very far. So you want to give
them
a wide
berth. Sounds like some people I know. Anyway, so we are talking to the wonderful Hallie Jones of the Laguna Canyon Foundation. And Hallie, how can people, where do they go to find out more?
Visit our website, lagunacanyon.org, and we've got information about all of our public programs, all of our hikes. I also recommend the Nix Nature Center is a beautiful resource. It's a great place if you're not familiar with the open space. It's a great place to kind of get yourself oriented. But if you
and that's
want
to... NIX?
NIX.
Nature Nix Center.
Nature
and where
Center.
Is that? Just for the people who don't know.
Thank you
new
for that reminder.
New people to Laguna. You know, there's new people moving to Laguna every day.
Absolutely.
That love the radio station, and they need to know where Nix is.
So the Nix Nature Center is out in Laguna Canyon, sort of near the 73. So if you're driving out the canyon and you pass the 73, it's going to be the only place you can turn left, right at the Nix Nature Center.
Okay, so we're running late and our kids have to get to jogathon. Well, these kids aren't going to jogathon, but I got to get to jogathon for the younger ones.
I got to get to jogathon too. I got a kid to watch.
It's jogathon day in Laguna Beach. Big fundraiser, all kinds of fundraising.
We've just heard from Tyler. Actually, Tyler's up there. Tyler Russell is up there, and we just heard from him, and he will be reporting.
Well, that's
when,
El Morro, but Top of the World has their jogathon also.
Oh, they do.
It's jogathon day
for
us. Anyway, Hallie, thanks so much for coming in and
talking
about flowers and the Canyon Foundation. You guys do amazing work. We're going to be hiking with you sometime soon, definitely. I was just up at Crystal Cove with Mason last week. It was just unbelievably beautiful.
It's beautiful.
So, all right, kids are like waving at us. Gotta go.
Thank you.
So, what do I say? Check out my Facebook page. Look at the beautiful flowers. Let me know if there's anybody else you'd like for me to interview. Send me a note. Thanks again to Hallie Jones. And this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.